Hi, you are listening to the Happy Project Podcast, and my name is Becky, and over there, his name is Cedric, and you're listening to a podcast that's named the Happy Project Podcast.
Listen.
What am I hearing? Listening to what?
You know. You're listening to...
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
The Happy Project.
The Happy Project Podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. In case you haven't figured out, today we're talking about...
Names.
Just making it very, very clear. Names. Yeah. Well, hi, Cooks. First, how are you?
Hello, babe, which is, I guess, in a way, a name.
Nickname.
Because, strangely enough, it's weird for me to just call you by your name.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
It really is, because I haven't really referred to you as Becky.
No.
Like, really, probably since we met, so...
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, I guess the first few months. That would be weird if I started calling you babe. Like
from the beginning?
Yeah, from the very beginning.
Well, you kind of did.
Did I?
When did you?
Before we were dating? Yeah,
when did you change?
I don't know. Probably after we started dating.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's just very weird. I don't know if those of you out there who are in relationships, if you have like a certain nickname that you call your significant other. And it's weird to… You've called them that so long and so much that it's weird to call them by their regular name.
Well, that's first name.
That's how we feel. It's just very weird when we call each other.
I know.
You know, our actual names to each other.
Well, okay, so it's partly that, right? Like it's like your pet name for the other. And I will admit, for me also, so let me backtrack. I have been in relationships with only Korean guys, okay? To the point where you're actually like in a relationship. Don't look at me like that, okay?
Where are we going with this?
And they're always older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it is, but it is difficult for me to say your first name like to your face.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like there's a little bit of that I think ingrained in me.
It's very Korean.
Just because of my relationships experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk, I call you either by your nickname or 그냥 오빠.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because saying to your face like, Cedric, do this. You know what I mean? Like it's Cedric, come here. It just feels very strange to me.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I feel that actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just you. It's even my other Korean friends, even if we're speaking in English to each other. Like I don't either use their full name or like 누구누구 언니. Or they have like a nickname or a term I use.
Yeah.
Instead of their actual first name.
Yeah. That's just something that's ingrained in you. Obviously living in Korea for 10 years. And not only that, but like coming from a household with a Korean mom. I'm sure that… Elements of that has always been there, as for me too. So I think those contribute to partly to why we feel a little weird calling each other our own names to each other.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. But it really just depends on the person too. How comfortable you are using a first name basis if you're speaking in English with each other.
Yeah, that's true.
It's really funny. Yeah, you're like kind of navigating all those things. But before we get into that, I wanted to share with you a couple of the longest names recorded that I found.
Oh, okay.
And,
interesting.
You know, of course, these are not all Korean names or any Korean names because Korean names tend to be quite
short.
I think like there's like in some European languages, right? People would like to have many, many names.
Mm-hmm. I feel like even I don't know.
Russian
names are long too.
Are long as
or
well.
Or could be long. Yeah.
Yeah. But here's some fun long names. This is one. Salvador Felipe Jacinto Dali y Dominich.
Oh.
That's Salvador.
Okay.
Salvador Dali.
I was about to say that. That's not too bad. But then you added the last
How about
three
this
parts.
One? Nicholas, unless Jesus Christ had died for thee, thou hadst been damned, Barbin.
No way.
This is from 1640.
That's a real name?
In England, Nicholas Barbon. With a very long middle name.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. This one, I don't know if this is real. But apparently he changed his name to Tarquin Fintim Linbin Win Bimlim Bus Stop Fatang Fatang Ole Biscuit Barrel.
I have a question about your sources for these names.
You're right. Some of these don't sound very legitimate.
Yeah, well, I wonder who has the official world record.
I think he's on the world record, this guy,
mm-hmm.
for an actual name, not like nicknames or middle names or whatever. His name is Hubert Blaine Wolfish Schlegel Steinhausen Bergerdorf.
Really?
That's his last name.
So he must be 1940. German?
Yeah.
Cool.
So he has the longest recorded actual given name. Wow. Pretty good.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, at least that one is verifiable, I assume.
By the Guinness World Record.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, aren't we lucky that we don't have long names like that when
Absolutely.
You're in Korea?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that does bring us to our topic today, which is Korean names and how do you get them? Do you have a Korean name?
I do.
Yeah, what is it?
I do. And this might be a fun fact for those of you who just don't know, but my Korean name is Park Hanul.
Park Hanul.
Yeah, so Park is, I mean, there are different, and we'll get into this a little later, but there's different ways you could actually translate that into English. But it would be P-A-K for me. And Hanul, that actually means like sky, or it could be, depending on the context, like heaven. Right? So that is my official, unofficial Korean name.
Hanul is a good one. Hanul is a very gender neutral name.
It is,
yeah. Can go for both boys and girls.
Yeah.
And it's Hanul is a more modern Korean name too.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get a little bit into that. And that's why you go by Sky Seti.
That is. So that is the fun fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in our family, my dad named all of us. And it is kind of funny because… So my dad, with his limited understanding of Korean language, he wanted to give us… He could hear how Koreans would speak to each other as… 누구누구야. Like he always thought it ended with something… E-A, right? Mm-hmm. That's how we always heard it. You know how we say like, oh, 지혜야, right? Like in Korean when you're speaking to each other. So I think my dad heard that and he was like, oh, I'm going to make my kids have names that can be shortened into two syllables to sound more quote unquote Korean. So my full name is Rebecca, named after a book character that my dad likes. But he thought, oh, you can shorten Rebecca to Baekgi, which is Korean sounding. So my mom would call
me Baekgi-ya.
Yeah, that's how.
Yeah.
So like to give another example, I have a sister named Tori. So my dad thought Tori would be good because it would be Toria.
Mm-hmm.
Toria. So like he wanted to simplify it, right? To make it sound more quote unquote Korean.
Well, that was very thoughtful of him.
And there is a very funny one. This is my last one. Again, my sister. Sorry about that. Her name is Kimberly, her full name.
Mm-hmm.
And dad thought, oh, this is going to be so Korean. He named her, she was born in Korea, Kimberly. So Kimmy, Kimmy-ya. But Koreans would hear her name as Kim Beol-ae.
Oh.
Kim Beol-ae.
Like bug.
Like Kim Bug. So that's her nickname. My dad calls her Kim Bug.
That's cute.
Isn't it funny?
That is cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a couple of layers to that one. I like that.
Right. So yeah, because we always hear Kim Bug growing up. And I was like, what is that? But that's where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
My dad trying to incorporate a Korean sounding ability to our names. So that is where it all kind of came from.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't shared with us your Korean name, if you have one.
Well, I was never granted one. Like, because again, my dad thought, oh, Baekgi is going to be my Korean name. So that is how I've been very well known in Korea, just as Baekgi. 근데, my middle name is Rose. So depending on who you talk to, some people also know me as Jangmi, which is Rose. So that's kind of more like a nickname, Jangmi, Jangmi-ya. And then for, like sometimes if I'm… just navigating through Korea and an official name is not required, like a legal name is not required, just to make life easy for people. Because if I say, oh, I'm Becky, then everyone's like, oh, okay, and what's your song? White, it gets a little bit complicated in Korea. Much easier just to have a Korean name. So I had three syllables, so I just made it up. Baek, which is white.
Sihyun.
Sihyun, because I just thought it was pretty. So Baek Sihyun is how I would go around in Korea sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I don't know if I ever put two and two together like Baek. I mean, I've heard you say it occasionally.
Baek Sihyun, yeah.
Yeah, your whole name.
Like to give example, when I would use it, if I was hired for a translation job, instead of telling people, oh, it's white to Baek Ki, I would just, oh, Baek Sihyun.
Yeah.
It's just easier. Or when I signed up for my library card, Baek Sihyun. So those, having a Korean name like that can help you navigate through Korean society a little bit more easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, wow, that's a lot of names that I have in my pocket.
For sure.
Well, we're going to talk about Korean names and how they are given to kids, or how you get your Korean name. What's involved? What do they mean? Some popular Korean names. Maybe some of these you've heard. Maybe you'll be able to tell, like, oh, this is an old sounding Korean name. Or this is a new sounding Korean name. Are you able to distinguish? Like when you hear a Korean name, can you be like, oh yeah, it's old school?
I feel like I can up to a certain point. Not with everything. But I mean, you know, we're so used to hearing names of like our contemporaries or like friends, peer groups, you know, after living in Korea for so long that I feel like if we hear something that might sound, or if we hear an outdated name, it might, we might feel a little weird. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I've heard that before. That sounds a little old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like I could tell.
Right.
Yeah,
same
for the
here.
Most part.
And it seems that like some characters in Korean names are used very frequently during a certain time period, and then they go out of style. So that's why you're kind of able to tell like, oh, during this time, they use a lot of like hi or oh or jeong, right? And then later on, we'll have a lot of mi or yeong, right? So you can kind of hear this difference. Well, a couple popular names. Let's start back in, how about 1945? I pulled this up. A couple popular names in 1945, we had Yeongsu, Yeongho, Yeongsik, Jeongung, Yeonggil. Yeonggil sounds really old to me. Yeongja, Jeongja, right? That's one we know. Sunja, Chunja, Gyeongja. So it seems like you have some characters that are very popular, like Yeong in this case or Ja in this case.
Right. And my mom's name is actually
Jeongja.
Yeah. So she has an older name, and I forget my, like her siblings. They all have, and we'll talk a little bit more about this in a few minutes, but they're also a Jeong something. So my mom is Jeongja, and then my my Samchun, like my oldest uncle actually, he's a Jeong something. Right?
Makes
so
sense.
Those are all, I guess, I mean, they were all born in the 40s and 50s. My mom was born in 1951. So that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's interesting in your family then, they use that tradition of having the one character, but it carried over for boys and girls. Not just like all girls have this, all boys have that. Okay. Yeah, we'll get a little bit more into that in a bit. So let's hop up to 1975.
Okay.
Some popular names during 1975, and you're going to hear quite a difference, right? You have Jeonghun, Seongho, Seonghun, Seongjin, Jeongho. So we have a lot of songs, Ho, right? For women, we have Miyoung, Eunjeong, Eunju, which we hear still now. Eunyoung, Hyunju, right? And then coming up to 2006, it's kind of like in the US or like in English names you have in the past, you've got like Ruth or Nancy.
Elizabeth
is an old school. Right. Then you get up to maybe the 2000s, Brittany, Kelly.
Skylar.
Right? You can hear the difference between old school and new school. And then 2006, we've got like Minjun, Minjae, Jihoon, Hyunwoo, Junseo, Seoyeon. Heard that a lot. Minseo, Subin, of course. Seohyun, Minji. So those are the kind of names that actually I've heard a lot.
Right.
Right? More of our contemporaries.
Right. Yeah. So those feel a lot more modern to my ears too.
I'm wondering like for our listeners, either you have maybe one of the names that we've mentioned, because these are some of the most popular names by those decades, or maybe you've heard these names multiple times. So how is a Korean name built? How do you make, what makes a Korean name?
Right. So kind of similar to how we do in the West or in the States more specifically, we have our first name and then a last name. And for many of us, first, middle, last name. In Korea, They have a first name and last name, but it's actually switched. And in Korea, you usually refer to the last name first. And the last name or the surname, the family name, is usually one syllable in most cases. And then you have the given name, which is usually two syllables. There are exceptions, but it's more rare, to be honest. So you have last name, first name. So for me, like I said, I'm Park Hanul. And I have to say also, I wasn't given this name at birth. My mom actually sort of, I asked her to give me a name back like 10 years ago because she never actually gave me a name. And so that's the one that she chose in terms of my given name. And my last name is…
It's not too uncommon though, either, either for parents to change your name later in life.
Sure, but sure.
Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. And so I just wanted to throw that out there. But yeah, so that is how the typical Korean name that you'll find in a large, like 90-something percent of all Koreans. So it's a little different, a little backwards from probably what a lot of us are used to.
So, right. So if we have… If you're going to refer to your Korean name to an English speaker, you might just say Hanul Park.
Right.
Right? Hanul Park. Mr. Park. But in Korean, if we're referring to you, we would put Park, the surname, first. And then Hanul. Park Hanul. But of course, you would still be Park Si, Mr. Park.
Yeah.
Right? So that still remains the same. And like you mentioned, they're typically consisting of three syllables. But sometimes you will find a single syllable for your first name. It's like we know there's Yul. Sometimes that's just the first one. Or Jun. So in that case, including the surname, you would just have a two-syllable name like Kim Yul. Right? Like Ha Jun. That would be your full name.
Yeah.
Even though it's only two syllables. And I knew one guy in college. His name was Jeong Daun-i.
Oh, so four syllables.
Yeah, which that was very unusual. I've never met a Daun-i besides him.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you named after like Robert Daun-i Jr.? Like where did Daun-i come from? And he's like, no, my dad just liked it.
Yeah.
And he's Korean, Korean.
Like, sure.
You know, he has no other influences of maybe like the US or UK in his family. So I was like, Jeong Daun-i.
Yeah. So you have the occasional rebels there, which, you know, kind of breaks the rules a bit. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's not, it's not extremely common.
Yeah. And it's important to note that in Korea, there isn't a concept of a middle name. So it's just surname and given name.
Right. So we might, if you're not, if you're not familiar with Korean names, you might hear it as like, oh, it's a middle name. Like single syllable first, single syllable sec, middle name, single syllable last name. But those are actually two syllable first names.
Right.
Okay. So now we also have the two characters of the first name, right? Traditionally, you have one character for your first name. One character is supposed to be given specially for you. It's what sets you apart, makes you unique, this one character. And your parents can choose that character. We'll also get into that a little bit. To describe you or what kind of a blessing they wish to bestow on you, right? And these characters, they're pulled from, again, traditionally, they're pulled from Chinese hanja, Chinese characters. And we would use these Chinese characters. It looks like maybe traditional Chinese characters, but the pronunciation is not like Chinese. The pronunciation is Korean. So you have a character and it can have multiple meanings. Chinese characters, I don't even know how we can get into all of this. It's getting complicated already.
It's one of those like if you know, then you know.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. So, but the characters, I mean, it has one meaning, you know. Well, not one meaning, but like usually in context, it'll mean one thing, whatever context you're using.
In your context, right.
Right. But like one hanja could mean like 20, 30 different things.
Right.
Right.
Okay. All right. Let me try to back up a little bit.
So I jumped into the weeds there. But yeah, this is a little difficult to try to explain, let alone like understand.
Yeah. And we're just giving a cursory explanation as well. Okay. All right. Hanja. Let's backtrack a little bit.
Yep.
Hanja. Hanja is referring to Chinese characters that are behind a lot of the Korean words we use today.
Right. A lot of the Korean words derived from hanja.
Right. So you might have like, to give an example, mi. You might have heard mi in a lot of names. Mi has a Chinese character behind that pronunciation that also means beauty. So if your parents said, oh, we have a beautiful daughter, we want to give her mi in her name because the hanja behind mi, the pronunciation, means beauty.
Right.
But the Chinese character itself, mi, even though it's pronounced differently in Chinese, could have multiple different meanings.
Right.
Right. So you might also have some other girl who has mi in her name, which maybe it sounds the same, but the meaning behind it is something different because they picked a different meaning.
Right? Yeah. I mean, so yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Okay.
You know, your explanation. So good job on that one. Yeah. I think in many ways it could be fun for the parents who are naming their children to kind of play with that idea then.
Sure.
It's like, how can I set my daughter apart while giving them a name that means one thing that can also potentially, traditionally, kind of predict, you know, what they'll be like.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you're going to name your daughter Mi and you want it to mean beauty or beautiful, then you better hope that your daughter grows up to be beautiful.
No, everyone's beautiful. Uh-huh. But let me give another better example than just Mi. So for example, Qi. We have the syllable Qi in a lot of names. Hyunji, you know, Ji Yang, Qi. So you've probably heard this a lot. Qi, if you look at the hanja, the Chinese character behind it, I read that it has 46 different meanings for qi, depending on what qi you're referring to. So qi could mean ground, it could mean record, it could mean wisdom. So if you have someone whose name is Qi He, that qi is referring to wisdom.
Right.
But you could have another person whose name is Qi He, and that qi could be referring to ground, like a grounded individual. Do you see what I mean? So even though you're hearing it in Korean as jihae, if you go behind the name meaning and look at the original hanja, their names could mean something completely different.
Right.
Ooh, all right. That I think that maybe cleared it up a little bit better, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so we have these two characters. One character, like we just mentioned, is given to you specially. It's uniquely given to you to describe you. Now, the other character, traditionally, is a character that is shared with all of the siblings. And this is what we referred to a little bit before with your mom.
Yeah.
So, Cheong, right? Is the shared character.
Yeah.
I tried to say syllable and character at the same time. Is the shared character amongst her siblings.
Right. And I… Because my mom had… Or has four siblings. Well, three siblings and she's the fourth. And I think all of them have a Jung. But I know for sure at least one does.
Okay.
So, but you know, let's just assume that they all do.
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
Yeah. In our family, with the women at least, for my mom, they all have Pyeo in it.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. All my aunts. So their name will have something Pyeo. So that first character would be referring to them personally, given to them. And Pyeo is the shared syllable amongst the siblings.
Right. That's cool. And that's interesting because in my mom's case and her siblings, like the first syllable is what's connecting
everyone. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess it doesn't really matter. Order.
Yeah. Because you also need to hear it out. Like what sounds nice.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, this is getting more and more interesting as we talk about it. And so that one character is called the 돌림자. And 돌림자 is the generation name. So this is interesting because just with three little syllables, so much can be said about a person.
Right.
So we're not even getting into the surname yet. Song, that's a little bit different. We're still talking about your given name. One character your parent has given to you specially, unique to you. One character is… the 돌림자, the generational name. And traditionally using that 돌림자 can tell you which generation of the family you are in.
So basically like if which sibling might be the oldest and which one might be the youngest?
No, not like that.
Okay.
But maybe in a bigger scale. So your grandparents' level. So your grandma with all of her siblings.
So literally the generations.
Right.
I got you.
So you could hear like, oh, maybe my grandma's siblings all have a 자 character in their name. Then… my mom's generation and her siblings, all my aunts and uncles, might have Pyeo in her name. And then my generation with all my siblings, we might have E in our name. And then our children. So that is how you could see the family structure, hierarchy. Just by hearing a name, you could say, ah, even though I've never met you, I know that you are my grandmother's sister. Therefore, I see where we are in the family.
Oh.
So 돌림자 was very important in setting up the generational structure.
Right. So it must be interesting to look at family trees then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. I would like to go through my family like 호적 one more time mm-hmm. and take a look at this now that I know
yeah.
how this goes.
For sure. So so I think all of this that we've been talking about in terms of like how names are given mm-hmm. and just sort of where this derives from, these names are originally from like the shamanistic thinking. Mm-hmm. In other words, the idea behind it is names carry power.
Yeah.
Right? And it can govern a person's life either by blessing them or cursing them, which is why there's such an importance on what to name your child. Mm-hmm. And kind of like what I referenced earlier, you know, if you're going to name them a certain way, it's sort of like a, maybe a lack of a better way of putting it, like a self-fulfilling prophecy in a
yeah,
way, you
yeah.
know? So, you know, we know that that's not always what plays out in reality.
Sure.
But that is the idea behind it, which is something I think we do in the West many times for people who want to name their children like certain names because it gives them like a… I don't want to use the word prophetic in this context, but it's kind of like a prophetic thing, mm-hmm. right? You name your child, I don't know, like destiny, right?
Because you think she's going to have a great destiny.
Right, right.
So I'm going to name my kid Money.
That's weird, but yes, you got the idea.
You know what? Oh, Rich. Let's name him Richie.
Oh, yeah. True. So you know, I think it's… So that is where the importance of these names derived from, at least traditionally.
Why?
And I think a lot of modern day Koreans may not even consider this in their thinking of how to name their kids. Mm-hmm. I think there are different ways to go about naming your kids, especially now
right.
In the modern day Korean society. But this is rooted, I think, in the history of… Korean names and
yeah.
naming Koreans.
Yeah, completely. Because if you think about it, like, yeah, so like what you mentioned, names have power. So you would put a lot of effort into creating the perfect name for your child. I want them to have this meaning. I want to bestow this kind of blessing to them. This is what I want them to have. And names might also be considering the date and time that they were born. Mm-hmm. You're also considering what part of the country they were born in. So you would go there's special places that will help you to choose the best name for your child. And conversely, let's say your child is going through life and they just hit bad luck after bad luck. Mm-hmm. Bad things happen to them, or they got ill, or they can't get married. Sometimes parents will go and have their children's names changed legally.
Right.
To give them better luck.
Right. So like, what are some ways that they go about, say, doing that? Like, do they just think to themselves, oh, let's come up with another name? Or there are other ways that they… You know,
yeah,
get their names changed or their children's names changed.
Well, so actually my cousins had their names changed.
Really?
My two older, like, 오빠들, uh-huh. they had their names
changed. I haven't
changed.
Met them, right?
No, you Those never cousins. Met them.
Okay.
So I always called them by one name my whole life. And then it was a couple years back, I was in Korea, I was there for the holidays. And then my emo was like, oh, don't call them that anymore. I said, why? She said, I changed their names to give them better luck. So they had like different names. Like legally, uh-huh. their name has changed. Sometimes people embrace the new name change. Sometimes they just, you know, go by their old name. And then on paper, legally, it might be their new name.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah. So in the case of like your cousins, did they reluctantly change their names?
I think they were a little bit more reluctant. It seems like it was my emo's choice,
yeah.
like their mom.
That's so
she
funny.
Seemed to be the one who wanted to change it for them.
Right.
It is kind of a trend. I read in the Korea Herald that like the shamans who help you with choosing your name, he had said that like most of his clients who are getting their names changed, they're usually unmarried or they're divorced women who mm-hmm. are now looking for a new husband. So then they change their name to help them along that way.
So basically to get like better luck or
yeah.
to… Yeah.
Yeah, right. Or you know,
hey,
you,
might work.
You could even just change the Chinese meaning behind the name.
Mm.
So you could actually keep the same pronunciation, but just change the meaning
right.
behind it.
Well, if that is the case, it's like there's nothing to change then. You just say, oh, it means something
yeah,
else.
I guess, right. Like, this is just what it means now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we get the point. Like I think that is interesting and it says a lot about the culture. Again, I don't think everyone subscribes to this
right.
Sort of thinking anymore. But I'm pretty sure that there is still a good subset of people that still think this way.
Oh, sure.
You know, like in the event of your aunt.
You want to hear another interesting one I know about this guy. boys are very important in carrying on the family name.
Mm-hmm,
because
that's right.
When you get married, your children take on the father's name. The wife does mm-hmm. not take on the husband's name.
Mm-hmm.
So your children are going to carry on that name. So I knew a guy, he has one brother. So his father has two sons. His uncle has one daughter. And so when he was in like middle or high school, his uncle who has one daughter was like crying to his dad, "Well, please give me one of your sons mm-hmm. because I want my name carried on when my like with a son." And so his father legally had his name transferred to the uncle.
Oh.
Uncle's name.
Mm-hmm.
So that he would then, I don't know, carry on. Like he was legally his son and had his name changed to go according to their family, Hotsuk or something. So even though he doesn't call himself by that name, legally that's who he is.
Man.
Isn't it interesting?
This is not a game, folks.
Yeah. This name stuff is yeah. significant.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Well, so now that we've kind of given you
a
very high level overview.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about some of the, I guess the westernization.
Yeah,
of
let's
Korean
do
names.
That. That's a good idea.
Because, yeah. So this is yeah. something that I think a lot of the, you know, a lot of you listening could mm. probably relate to, and you could, you know, you've probably experienced this or mm-hmm. you might have, you know, you might do this because your last name is Korean and you have to westernize it
exactly.
in different contexts.
Or you might have a westernized Korean name and you have thought your whole life, mm-hmm. this is a Korean name,
yeah.
but the pronunciation is not originally
right.
Korean.
Right. And I think a good example is this first one, which is Choi in the Western sense.
Yeah.
And I might have learned this in when I moved to Korea. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Because I've grown up with Choi's and I've known
exactly.
Choi's my whole life.
Yeah.
But in Korea, Choi is originally Choi.
Yes. So Choi does not exist
right,
in Korea.
Right. Even the pronunciation of Choi, like or anything close to that doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
You'll never hear that, at least in reference to Korean names.
Right.
So that is one westernized version.
That's such a good one too. Because mm-hmm. seriously, in the US, you're going to hear Choi, 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 Choi. Like so many Choi's. But it's not even the original Korean pronunciation. It
right.
has been westernized because Choi is not easy to say.
Right.
Yeah.
And another, I guess, super popular Korean name that everyone knows is Kim.
But that's pretty much the same, right? Kim?
Well, I mean, yeah, to us. But I think to like a lot of untrained Western ears, it's different because it'll in their minds, phonetically, it's like Kim and Kim is different,
that's
right?
That's true.
Yeah, so Kim. Even that has a little bit of a difference. But it's definitely closer than Choi and Choi.
Yeah. Here's another one I find interesting. You will hear Wang in the US, like, oh, 누구누구 Wang.
Mm-hmm.
But in Korean, it's Wang or Hwang.
Right.
So there's no Wang.
Right.
That's a change.
And don't quote me on it, but I believe this one has more Chinese origins.
Wang?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But even though
that's true. It
Wang,
could, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Even though Wang can mean like king.
Yes. Right.
Another one is Song.
Song. Yeah.
Right. Which originally is Song.
Song.
Right.
So it is very interesting to see this. And especially if you can read Korean letters, you're going to see very clearly like how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Song. It's not Song. Another popular one is Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll hear a lot of Lees. Like Nuri yeah. Lee, Peter Lee, Henry Lee, whatever. But it's actually E.
Right. There's not even an L sound.
Yeah.
Nowhere near in sight. But you know, Lee can also be West… Or
I've,
E can be… Yeah.
I've
E
seen
could
that
be
one.
Westernized.
Y-I, right?
As Yi. I knew a Yi.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Ri, which is usually
true.
Spelled R-H-E-E.
Yeah.
What else?
Ri is actually… There are last names of D.
Right. Okay, so maybe not. Scratch that. So that might be the whole
usually,
other like…
Yeah, usually E turns into Li.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. See, it's kind of confusing.
No? Yeah, it's fun to see though.
It is.
Kang. Kang is a very popular last name.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually Kang.
Right.
Is the original Korean.
Right.
Kang.
We can't forget Park.
Of course.
Right, which is Park.
And that's why, you know, Anderson Park?
Uh-huh.
Anderson Park. That was weird.
He's
that
not
was
even
weird.
Anderson Park.
Anderson Park.
Uh-huh.
So when I first came across Anderson Park, I was like, Anderson Park, what a funny… That's such a Korean like sounding name.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked him up and he's a quarter Korean. So he took Park from his mom's last name or grandmother.
Right. I'm not sure.
So that's why it's spelled P-A-K.
Yeah, because his mom is half Korean.
Yeah, so it's referring to… So Anderson Park, hit us up. We'll interview you on the Half Project.
So Park could also be Pak or Pak.
Pak, yeah. Or Pek. I've seen Pek.
Right. So there's different ways to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few more. Im, which is westernized as Lim.
Lim.
Or Rim. I've seen Rim.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Rim.
R-I-M.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Hong… Mm-hmm. Which again, so like it's so funny hearing it because you say it in English, like, oh yeah, I knew a Hong, Chelsea Hong,
Korean.
Someone Hong.
Uh-huh.
It's actually Hong.
Right.
So Hong would be the original Korean. And then Yang is really Yang.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it really comes down to like when you write it in English, Y-A-N-G, it could be Yang, but I feel like if you're in the US, you're going to pronounce it Yang.
Yang.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's more… what you would expect, I guess, if you're reading it in English.
Right.
So yeah, those are some westernized versions of Korean names. And you might carry one of these names yourself and not have realized, oh, that's not the actual original pronunciation.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it seems like this gets passed down, like when people immigrate abroad, then their name gets changed according to that country's pronunciation standards.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes your children may have a Korean last name, but it has changed so much that you're not even aware that that's not a Korean last name.
Right.
Right? Or like pronunciation-wise. So I find that very interesting, the way Korean names have changed and evolved all over the world, depending on where you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we did talk a little bit about name meanings already. And you mentioned Saju, right? Which is… What is Saju?
The fortune
teller?
Oh
yeah.
Teller?
Yeah, like mm-hmm. fortune tellers. So there's like legitimate jobs that people will do to be a name giver.
Mm-hmm.
And you study like fortune telling and names and, you know, how to have the great perfect name for your kid. And parents will go to these places to get the perfect name for their child. So they're actually… Yeah, they're pretty common in Korea. And I remember… Who was it? Somebody had told me that she had gone there to get her name changed. And I was like, why? Why are you changing your name? She said, I want better luck. So yeah, I guess you can just pop in and get a consultation if you want. Okay, so we mentioned the hanjas. We mentioned the Chinese characters behind all that. Saju, getting a fortune teller, a shaman to give you your lucky name.
Mm-hmm.
And that study is called Sangmyeonghak. So that's who is… That's the… Sangmyeonghak. How would you describe that? That's like the study of names.
Right, right.
Right? And nowadays, it's not as common to refer to like the shaman and, you know, follow all of these traditional rules. It's a little bit looser. And sometimes people give names to their kids that they just think it sounds nice, right? Or it's actually modern Korean, like… legit Korean meaning, not mm-hmm. with the Chinese hanja meaning behind it. And sometimes you'll find people who have names that are religiously based, like Joshua, we know one guy, Yehoshua,
mm-hmm.
right? So that might be one. Or John, which is not traditionally Korean, but it's, you know, based in the biblical name and they would call him Johan,
mm-hmm.
right? So you will hear some of those names today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are some popular… I guess names in Korea for these days.
Mm.
Why don't we talk about that?
Yeah. Well, are you looking at the popular characters and meanings, that one right there?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So characters and meanings.
So it's not the actual name, but it's giving a single syllable character and what some of the meanings might be.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you might have heard this for boys, some very popular ones. Jun. There's so many Juns. In a Korean name. It could mean excellence mm-hmm. or it could mean hero, right? Seung, we hear Seung all the time. Seungri especially, it's very popular. Like the… Who's that guy in Big Bang? Seungri, is that his name?
I don't know.
Anyway, Seungri. So Seung, it means like rise or victory. Jae means talent. Jin, advanced. Tae, big. Seok, excellence. Hwan, brightness. So these are very popular character used for boys' names.
Right.
And there's a very distinctly masculine, strong vibe when you hear those.
Right.
What about for girls?
And then as you mentioned earlier, like Mi is one, which is beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Min, clever, smart.
Mm.
Ah, grace.
Mm-hmm.
And then So, like serene. And then Suk is demure.
Yeah, demure.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
It's like modest and coy.
Modest and coy. Okay. Yeah. He, H-E-E. Mm-hmm. That means like joy.
Yeah.
Un, silver or grace. Bin. You hear that a lot, especially in a lot of modern names. Bin,
yeah.
Which means like brilliance.
Yeah.
And then he, or is it he?
He.
He, yeah. Right, for this one. It's sometimes hard to read in English, yeah, the Korean names, because you don't know exactly how to go. But anyways, he, which means grace.
Right. So already just hearing this, like a lot of names come to my mind.
Yeah.
Like I knew one person named Eun-hee, and I know that he was joy.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, Eun could have meant silver or grace.
Right.
So when you have her name, Eun-hee, it could come out as, oh, graceful and joyful.
Right.
Right, is what her name would mean.
And even my niece, so she has a regular like first name, middle name, but she has two middle names and half of her middle name is actually a Korean word, mm-hmm, or Korean name rather, and it's Han, which is grace.
Ha-un.
So her middle name is Grace and Ha-un is her Korean name. So we call her Hannah Grace and it's just so pretty.
Do you know what the Ha stands for? Which Ha that is?
No, not specifically.
But Eun is Grace for sure.
Right, right. Yeah. So it's like Hannah Grace Grace.
Right, Hannah Grace Grace.
Yeah, so
that's cute.
It's really cute. It's really pretty.
Yeah. Some popular characters and meanings for either boys or girls. You have Jeong, which means pure or correct.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is funny because you hear like 정답 means correct answer.
Yeah.
정답,
oh,
right?
Wow. Yeah. That makes sense.
현, which is wisdom. Su, which is excellence. Or you have Yun, brilliance. Hyo, filial. So what does that mean? Like, what is that? Filial? Filial?
Like, you asked the wrong person.
I think filial means like you're a good child to your parents, right?
Keep reading. Now we'll confirm.
Okay. You have Yang, which is glory. Song, which is success. Like 성공. 성공하다 means to succeed. Ji, wisdom. Because I have a friend named Ji He, which Ji is wisdom and He is grace, which is her meaning. And then you have Kyung, which is capital or the top. Kyung. So yeah, you have like these characters as well, which can be intermixed with like a more feminine character or more masculine character. And the other thing that's interesting, so you know how in English, when people, like you'll hear a sentence, there's no actual grammatic rule for it, but it just sounds weird to your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Like the big green frog, you don't really, the big green ugly frog, that's the order we would say it.
Yeah.
As opposed to like the ugly green big frog.
Mm-hmm.
Like it sounds a little bit strange,
right,
but there's no really rule for why it's in that order.
Mm-hmm.
Similar with Korean names. Because technically you could mix up the syllables as they are.
Yeah. But it might sound a little
funny. But it might sound a little funny, right? Like Eun-hae, right? But I don't really hear Hae-eun.
Right.
Not as often, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of the names you could probably like switch
it,
and it'll work. But there are going to be some that…
where it sounds a little strange,
right,
if you switch it around.
Like, I don't know any Woo-hyuns.
Right? I don't know any Woo-hyuns either.
But I know Hyun-woos.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, things like that.
It's kind of like you just have to hear it and decide how that sounds. Oh, another thing is in Korean, you do not have any juniors or seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So
right,
like you might have, oh, my father is George. My son is George Jr. You don't have that in
Korean.
That's
literally the case of my dad.
Exactly. So in Korean, you wouldn't have like 누구누구 Jr., right? So I think this is where the 돌림자 comes into place. The generational character. And you also do not name your children after an elder in the family. So I don't think you're going to have repeats down the line.
Right. Yeah. Not that I… ever seen.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't think that is a thing.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to get into Song, your surnames?
Oh yeah, sure. Okay. So so the thing about surnames is, and this is again going to be super high level from my understanding. And it is funny because I've actually watched some videos online of even Koreans trying to explain about Korean names. And, you know, like especially a lot of the younger people didn't really know a lot of the history. They just kind of have a high level understanding. So, you know, I'll be coming from that angle. Mm. But the song or the family name is usually traced back to like a specific clan or region, right? Mm-hmm. So this is one of the reasons why you'll have some of the more popular names like you'll like Kim mm-hmm. or Park. Like with that, you'll be able to tell where that originated from or which areas. Because some of the surnames have like a couple of different areas yeah. where it could have originated from. And this gets kind of complicated in a sense of like, especially in the minds of older Koreans when it comes to like marrying
yeah.
each other. Because you don't want to marry, you know, Kim from like where? Like Gyeongju where maybe that's where you're from,
mm-mm-mm.
right? You want to make sure you're from another yes. area.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, you don't want no inbred stuff yes. up in there.
So, you could have the same Kim, like both of your last name is Kim.
Right.
But you're from totally different clans and
right.
regions.
Right. Especially with Kims. Because I mean, there's, and we'll get into like the amount of Kims there are in Korea. I mean, I think everyone knows. There's no secret that Kim is like everywhere. Like yeah. you've met a Kim if you've met
just
a Korean.
Just throw a rock into a group of Koreans and you're going to hit a Kim.
Like, exactly.
That's what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, when you start to go to some of the less like popular surnames
mm-hmm.
That maybe are not like the top 10 or top 15,
mm-hmm.
that's where I think people are a little bit more like, okay, let's look into the family tree, or they just avoid it altogether in terms of dating.
Really? You know?
Yeah, there are some people that like for the less common names because there's probably more of a chance that it's from the same area.
Oh no.
I'm not saying everyone does this and I'm not saying that, you know, uh-huh. you got some inbreeding happening.
Yeah, right.
But no, but like I think some people are very mindful of it. Mm. I heard on the same video I was referring to, this one older Korean lady was talking about the Korean names and how when she was younger, she avoided dating anyone with her last name. Mm. It didn't, and I think she was one of the Kim Park or, you know, one of the common names,
mm-hmm.
but she was just like, I'm not gonna, you know,
not
date anyone.
Risk it.
Right, right. So you can meet someone that's like perfect, but if they had that last name, she was like, nope.
Oh, sad.
Yeah. So,
but a lot of people do a genetic test when they're starting to get serious or
oh,
like they
wow.
do a family check like
yeah.
your line because they want to make sure that you're from different like Bongwan.
That is smart. That is weird too. Like
before you awkward. Get too serious, right?
Yeah. Like I mean, if you find out from the test that
yeah.
oh we're like second cousins, that'd be a little weird.
That's why we're good.
Are we?
You and me, we're good. We're okay. totally different lines. Everything different. Well,
we need
lines.
To double confirm that. But
we're
yeah,
fine.
No, we're good. We're good.
Yeah. No, but it's true. Like you'll have like a Lee from Jeonju area
mm-hmm.
or also a Lee from Gyeongju area. Your last name is Lee or Yi, but you're totally different clans.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the most common is Kim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the most common last name. But there are Kims from Kimhae
mm-hmm.
or there are Kims from Gyeongju.
Right.
Right? So
different
Kim clans. And there's a whole, which we might be able to do a deep dive a little later.
Yeah.
Like there's a whole like thing about like Korean surnames and like maybe 100, like back in the dynasty
oh,
era,
yeah.
like how even apparently not even all Koreans had surnames.
Yes.
Like it was more reserved for like the upper class
right.
and royalty. And
Yangbans.
Yeah. So that's something that I would love to just
that would be
get
interesting.
Into.
Mm-hmm. It was a little bit too much for me to research this time
yeah,
around. But that would
yeah.
be an interesting
I mean,
one.
As long as we could find like good enough credible sources to be able to pull from
yeah.
to study that would be cool.
Yeah, the study of Korean names is really fascinating. So the National Statistical Office of Korea, they release a survey every 15 years is what I found.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found interesting is literally in only the span of what, 15 years, Korean surnames like exploded.
Mm-hmm.
There was a much smaller pool of Korean surnames and then it has greatly expanded. Just in 15 years. And I'm not entirely sure how that happened. I'm sure there's been the influx of foreigners marrying into Korea.
Yeah.
Right? So you might take on, if you have like a husband from Germany moving to Korea, maybe your children will take on his last name.
Yeah. I mean,
right?
I think that is the primary cause of it. I mean, because, you know, so prior to 2015. So in 2000, the last time they did the survey,
mm-hmm.
there was only 289 surnames in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Like out of the
millions
almost 50
people.
Million people living
yeah.
in the country. And this is just to make the distinction and to clarify, it's South Korea only. We're
yeah.
talking only South Korea. But then 15 years later, you have, you've, you know, what, 200% increase, or like, what, what's the math? Like 10,000%? I don't
way
know.
More than
a
that.
Lot of people, yeah. Right? So now you're into the 5,000s. And it's mainly, I think, from my research, it's mainly because of the, you know, people getting naturalized into Korean society. And this is one of their ways of wanting to like get a Korean name so that they can just assimilate into society a little better to make things easier for when they're communicating with Koreans. So I think a lot of people will create their own surname and register it. So I think that is why… you know, there's been such an increase in a short period of time because of, you know, the increase of naturalizations into Korea society. So people becoming Korean citizens and changing their names.
That is
and
so
registering
interesting.
Them. Yeah. So
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But this is why like having an understanding of statistics is important, because that sounds like a lot. There's so many surnames, but really it's, that's a very like, most of those newer surnames are very like, small percentage.
Just a handful of people, maybe even two or three people with that last name.
Exactly. So I would venture to say that, or guess that the traditional Korean surnames that have been sort of in operation for really generations, it's probably still around the same number.
Sure.
Right.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Another thing I just thought about, you know, I remember it was when I was about 16. My mom was taking me on this tour. I think it was through Gyeongju. And we went to the royal tombs. I think it was in Gyeongju area. Mm-hmm. We went to the royal tombs. And you know, you'll see like, they look like mound, like grass mounds. Those are what the tombs look like. Kind of like little hills. And then they have the stone. I guess it is considered the tombstone, but it looks a little bit different, like an obelisk, right? Long and thin gray stone. And I remember the names were written on it in Chinese characters. Hanja. And I remember at that time I asked my mom, I was like, are they Chinese? Like these royalty? She's like, no, those are their names. She never explained it to me further, but I remember that stuck in my head. And I was like, why do they have Chinese names on their tomb if they're Korean? But this is where it's coming from, right? So I just had that flashback.
No, that's cool. It's cool to make that connection.
It's weird. Just like bing came in my head.
Yeah.
But why don't we share maybe the most popular last names?
Yeah, sure.
I think this is your info.
Yeah, so I mean, according to the 2015 survey, the top 10 surnames or family names in Korea, I mean, number one obviously is
Kim.
Right, Kim or Kim, right? So Kim at this point is like one in five people in Korea is named Kim. So it's 21.5%. And this is again 2015.
Right. They should have released another one by now.
Well, no, I think that would be 2030. So we'll wait a couple years and we'll do an updated podcast. Becky is, she's never claimed to be great at math. So number two would be Lee, coming in at right under 15% of all of Koreans being named Lee. And then the third is Park or Park, which is about 8.4%. So the top three, Kim, Lee, Park, comprises of about 50% of all the names in Korea.
And that's like half of 100.
Yes, you got that right. Yeah, so it's right under 50% actually. So right after that, and these will, you know, it'd be fun to see if you know the rest in the top 10. But and I'll just go quick. Choi is number four. Jung is number five. Kang or Kang is number six. Jo, which is actually surprising to me. I didn't know that were…
I didn't think there'd be that many Jo's.
Right, Jo's. Right, and then…
But that's only 2%.
Right. And then… Yun. Right.
Steven Yun.
Right. So that's 2.1%. And then Tang is 2%. And then Im is 1.7%.
What is your family last name?
My mom is a Ha.
Ha, right.
Which obviously she got from her father.
Right.
But my mom's mom, my harmony, was a Pak.
That's
which is why I just, you know, took the name Park because I didn't want to be Ha-Ha-Nul.
Yeah.
Right.
Ha-Ha-Nul. Right. Ha-Ha-Nul. Means always. Always laughing. Ha-Ha-Nul.
Yeah. So she's a Ha.
Okay.
Right. Which is not in the top 10.
Yeah. No, my mom is Kim. which would have been my 할아버지 김. Mm-hmm. But my 할머니 is 해, which is an unusual one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we also have, I mean, we're not going to go through it, but we have like also 10 through 20. Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking on here and my mom's surname is not even in the top 20.
Yeah, we don't have She's not a ha. Or has in here.
Right.
Oh, we are both unusual.
I know.
Well, how about let's talk about some rare last names now, then, if we've talked through the common ones.
Okay.
And some of these are really unusual. And like you mentioned before, it could be, you know, one person has this last name or just one family has it. Mm-hmm. And so here's a few rare last names. And let's see if maybe you, listener, have one of these yourself. So we have 강전. And again, these are surnames. 강전. This is originally from Japan. 개. Ke is a last name. That's you'll find this mostly in Yeoju or Gyeonggi-do. You have Gok. Gok is a very unusual one. I've never
yeah,
heard that.
I've never heard that.
And that's passed way down from the Tang Dynasty. Then you have Kwok. Kwok is that's Whoa. A really interesting one, right? Mm-hmm. The Hanja is apparently originally was Feng, but now it's Kwok. Then we have Mei, which does sound like a Chinese
right.
last name. Mei.
Like Mei.
And then we have Jip. This is originated from the Japanese colonial era. And now this is considered North Korean last name, which would be so interesting to look into, right? To see the divergence of South Korean names and North Korean names.
Ooh, yeah.
It's probably North Korea, my guess, will have maybe a closer affinity to Chinese or Japanese sounding names. Maybe a little bit more old school. More closer to Chinese. That's my guess.
Yeah. That's a good guess.
Yeah. Then you have Ya. Which these are descendants of officials from the Goryeo dynasty. Ya is…
Yeah.
that would be a weird last name to have. Yeah. And then we have Chun, which is a really nice one, I think. It means spring. And this is very commonly used in Japan.
Right.
And we mentioned Japan a few times because there are Korean descendants, ethnic Koreans, who still live in Japan today, who still carry Korean names.
Mm-hmm.
And they are also known as Zainichi. You can actually listen to one of our other podcasts. I think it's a podcast or a video where I'm talking
it's
about…
It's
Zainichi.
Okay. I think, yeah, definitely podcast. We talked about it.
So this is why you would hear something like, oh, this is a Korean name used in Japan. Or this is a national Japanese man with a Korean last name. Why is that? That has to go to the history of Zainichi. And you can look into that separately.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we have some very rare last names. I've never heard any of these. I never met anyone with one of these last names.
Yeah, same.
Let's talk about Taemyeong. Do you know what Taemyeong is?
I do not.
Did your niece or nephew have Taemyeong? Do you remember?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we had Taemyeongs for our kids. Not our kids. My sister's kids.
Wow.
We do not have kids, you and me.
See what's on your mind.
Anyway, so Taemyeong. Tae, I think that has to do with like birth or pre… birth, right? And then Myung is the name. That's my guess.
Right. Taemyeong like
is…
Taeunan.
Oh, 맞아. Like,
yeah, 태어났다.
Right. So Taemyeong is a name you would give to the baby before it is born.
Yeah.
So you have like a cute little nickname for your baby while they are still in your belly.
Yeah, I didn't even know about this concept.
Yeah.
Didn't really know it was a thing.
This is why you'll hear it a lot. Like I knew one girl, she used to call, before the baby was born, she would call him Podo. Which means grape.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cute. You know, little podo podo ya, little podo. You'll hear tangkong, tangkongi, which is peanut.
Yeah, I was going to say like, what would I call like my little kid? A little peanut.
Yeah, tangkongi, right? So it's a very common one. Tintini, which means like, tintini means like, it's a cute way to say big and strong.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your little baby in your belly. Tintini. Sarangi, of course, sarang is love. Sarangi. Or hengbogi, happy. So my little happiness. So these are just like cute little nicknames you can give to your child before it is born. So Taemyeong. We had Totoro. We named…
For who?
For my sisters.
Oh.
For my niece. We used to call her Totoro.
Yeah.
When she was still in the belly.
That's cute.
Yeah. Okay. So changing your name. We did touch on this a little bit. But some other reasons why people might change their names would because the name sounds very old-fashioned. For example, like if your parents gave you a very old style name, you're like, okay, I don't like that. Change it. Or if it's religious, right? Maybe your parents were Catholic and they called you Johan. But then you don't want to be Catholic anymore when you're older and you want to change your name. that might be a reason.
Or you don't want that perception on you. Like people that just, that'll be the first thing they think of when they hear your name. Oh, he's Catholic.
Exactly. Maybe people made fun of you for your name. That's sad. So you might change it because of that. What might else be? Oh, not good, according to the 성명학, according to the study of names. Mm-hmm. That was my cousin's case. Or this was an interesting one. There was a serial killer. This was like 2010s sometime. Anyway, he was found out to be a serial killer. And so people who had his name, they went and got it changed because mm-hmm. they didn't want to be, you know, associated with that kind of name. I mean, that would be like if your name was Ted Bundy today and you're just like, hey, yeah, you know what? I'm going to switch that up.
I'm going to go by Teddy.
Yeah, let's just change it. Theodore. No. Theodore. Or parents will change their kids' names if they're not getting married. Like you've got a daughter who's in her 40s and you're like, you know what? We're going to change your
name.
That
is pretty intense though.
This does happen.
It's like the kid is like 40 and like can't do anything about it.
Yeah, right. It's like, just wait, dad. Okay. So we mentioned Zainichi. And why don't we go briefly into 고려 사람 names? Because this one I find also very interesting.
Okay.
So 고려 사람, if many of you guys might know or you might yourself be 고려 사람. These are people, ethnic Koreans who are in post-Soviet Union countries. Mm-hmm. And in many of those countries, people speak Russian. So you have the Russified version of your Korean name. And some of these Koreans, you know, back in the 30s, you would be immigrating to, let's say like Uzbekistan, where you're speaking Uzbek and Russian. So you would change your name, which is a Korean name, maybe Oh, and it becomes Oge. This is very common with 고려 사람. I found this, I don't know why, and I couldn't figure out why. I should have asked my friend. But you have a Korean name like Oh, and for some reason they put K at mm-hmm. the end of it. And I guess that makes it Russian sounding.
Yeah.
There has to be some reason for it. But I know like with Russian names, it's very close to the Petro lineage. So you have your father's name attached to it somehow. So that's why Russian names tend to be very long. But in the Korean, you would just have your Korean name and then sometimes adding K. It's like O-K or Ko-K, right? Ju, Ju-ge, Yo, Yo-ge. And I don't know why. But that is like if you see a name like that, you may be able to guess, oh, they are 고려 사람. Mm-hmm. Like that kind of surname.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. But I wonder how it is like, you know, if they're using that name for a generation or two, like coming back to Korea, like
right.
do they just use their original Korean name or do they go by the I guess, what the name that they use now?
Yeah. So judging from my friend that I know, mm-hmm. Her passport has her Russian name, which is Oge. And then keeps the Korean name as Oh. Mm-hmm. And I think it's on the passport like that.
Oh.
So you can keep your Korean name and then you also have your Russian name. And I guess you would consider it Russian name, right? Yeah. And so similar to also with English, when people came to the US or to the UK or an English speaking country, you would transfer some of the pronunciation like Kang to Kang, you know. Choi to Choi. They do the same thing because in the Russian language, some of the letters that we use in Korean do not exist. So you might see instead of a Chen or a Chon as your last name, in a Russian speaking country might turn into Ten. So you'll see a lot of Tens as a last name.
So they don't have the J sound then.
Yeah, I don't think the
Okay.
exists. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah.
I don't speak Russian, but…
You do a good accent though.
Yeah, thanks. Then you have Chi. So that might turn into T. Or Jige, right? You have Ju, which turns into Ju, Juge. Mm-hmm. You have Wang, which might turn into Van, right? And then Choi, this is a very common one. Choi, Choi, Choi. So I've seen a lot of those too.
Hmm.
So it's funny, once you start picking this out, like, oh, those are 고려 사람 names. When you start seeing it, you're like, oh, 고려 사람, 고려 사람, 고려 사람, just by the last name.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. Okay. So I'm sure every other country where you have a big immigration of Korean population over a long period of time, maybe like in Germany, for example, or in France, you might notice these kind of like Frenchified version of the Korean name or Germanified version. I didn't go into that, but I thought 고려 사람 would be an interesting one.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool to hear from anyone out there that represents like you know, that diaspora with Korean names overseas, and maybe if it's changed any, that'd be very cool to hear.
I mean, I'm very curious about like Germany, right? Because you had nurses and minors who went to Germany back in like the 30s who have been there for some time now and have a second generation. I wonder if they kept their Korean name or did they make it sound more German, you know, to fit in, something like that. Or Mexico, that would be a great one to look into as well. All right, so how can you pick a name for your own child today?
Well, you can go to a shaman.
you could do that.
So you could… So here are a couple of, I guess, tips or things to just keep in mind when choosing a name. Right? A Korean name and that. One thing you want to keep in mind is you want it to sound nice.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to be in that situation where, you know, when your child is 20 or 30, they're just going to be complaining about their name. They want to change it because it sounds awful.
Yeah. You want it
or
to sound nice.
Hard to pronounce. Right. Right. And also, you don't want to have any like… You don't want the name to be silly or vulgar. And there was somebody… I cannot think… It just popped in my head. I wish I would have thought about this before. But there was someone that I knew growing up that had a Korean name… that I guess worked in Korean, but in English it just meant something vulgar.
Oh,
so that would have been funny to share with you guys. But I remember we used to make fun of them. And that's purely the case. I mean, we don't condone bullying, but we used to make fun of them.
But we used to make fun of them.
Right. So you don't want that to be the case.
Yeah.
And also, you want to think about the character meanings.
Yeah.
Right. We talked a lot about what the characters mean and putting the combinations together. So think about the meanings.
But you should be careful because sometimes if you're so stuck on the meanings, you're like, I specifically want these three hantas or these two hanta, but put them together, it creates a very vulgar word.
Right.
This can happen. So sometimes you're like, no, I gotta have these characters. You know, the shaman said they're the good characters for your future. Mm-hmm. But when you say it out loud, it's like some ridiculous name. So be aware of that, right? And then of course, mentioning Saju and Sungyeonghak, the shaman. Mm-hmm. Be careful of that. Now, this is something I just have no idea how to get into it. But if you want to look it up, feel free. If you know better than us, let us know. But it's called the 음양오행, which is basically… Yin Yang and the five elements of the universe. Something you might see today would be wood, fire, earth, metal, water. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because people still kind of, you'll hear that sometimes like, oh, I'm a fire spirit or whatever, I'm a water sign, right? So have you ever heard that? Is that just me? Anyway, so the five elements. And somehow this is also connected with your name. I don't know exactly how, but I was looking at that and I was like, this is too much for me to look into. So this is why you go to a shaman to handle this.
I'm telling you, like it gets deep.
Yeah. So you can mention with just those three characters, you know which part of the country, what's your clan. You can also know which generation in your family that you are from. You can know if you're a female or male and also what kind of meanings. I guess that's a little bit harder to find out. Because it has multiple meanings. But just with those three characters alone, it can tell you so much about a person.
That is true.
Okay. And I thought we could end with some silly Korean names that I found.
Okay. And,
I felt really sorry for the people who had these.
So these are real names.
Yeah. So these are real names. I think they were pulled from wherever you change your name. Uh-huh. I think these people wanted their names changed. Okay. So one Korean name I pulled up is Gogi Pan.
Like meat pan?
Yeah. Gogi pan.
Ooh.
So Go is his last name.
Uh-huh.
His first name is Gipan.
Wow.
So,
Gipan.
So together is Gogi pan. And some of these are much older. Like you're not going to usually today find these kind of names, right?
Right.
Here is another one. Gumanhae.
Oh my gosh.
Gumanhae.
Like it kind of sounds like…
No, 되게 짜증나게 해. Gumanhae.
Yeah, it's kind of like stop it or
귀찮아,
chill out.
그만해.
That's so funny.
It's cute. 그만해 means like stop.
그만해.
Here's one. Antenna.
Like antenna.
Antenna.
Mm-hmm. So that's Congress
antenna.
For you.
Antenna. It's cute though because like in Korean you would just say, oh, tena. What an interesting name. But you hear it's antenna. do you want to read the next one?
Panguino?
Panguino.
Panguino.
This one's awful.
Is it kind of like like farting girl.
So their first name is Kwinyo, right? And I mean, Kwi maybe means
or that could
like,
be like ear or like
no, like Kwi I think means more like precious.
Right, right. No, but I'm saying and like if you wanted to make girl. Fun of her in school, like yeah. ear girl or farting girl or
you know you farting you would totally girl. Be that bully in school, wouldn't you? You'd be that guy. No, but like Kwinyo is by itself. It's like oh, it's kind of cute. Right? Kind of old-fashioned, what? But cute.
Or Queen. Like mouse girl. Like bread mouse girl. I mean, you could go so many ways with this.
Okay, yeah. You should just have your list of names to call people. But yeah, put together though, it is Pangbinyo, which means fart girl. Okay. The next one.
The next one is Omo. Omona.
Omona.
Omona. It's kind of like, this is what my mom says a lot.
Yeah. Omona. Omona.
It's kind of like, oh my gosh, or oh, yeah. Oh snap.
Exactly.
Know.
So, Ona.
It's hard to translate. Yeah.
Ona is a cute first name, but Omona is her full name. This one, I have no idea what their parents were thinking, but it's Moon Moon Moon. So,
that was like literally intentional.
That is
like,
the worst.
To give their child a hard
well,
life.
Well, maybe like Moon means something like really awesome. They're like, okay, we got to have this triple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, triple the blessing. Moon Moon Moon.
Like door.
Door, door.
Door, moon in English. Well, what's another meaning for moon?
Moon? I don't know. Moon.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And then this one's a pretty good one. It's 최최고. 최최고. Like best
I mean,
of the best.
That's like kind of good.
Yeah, right?
It's like positive.
최고 means the best.
Mm-hmm.
최. So 최최고. That's kind of cute actually.
Right.
This one is crazy.
It's, okay, this is literally like a sentence.
This is so… Like their parents were really… Okay, it's for a little girl. And her name is… 세상을 놀라게 하다.
Like…
That's like such an awful
why?
Name. Why would you name your child that? 세상을 놀라게 하다 means she amazes the world. Mm-hmm. I get so
They're
cringe.
Very ambitious parents, I guess.
Hearing that name. Oh my gosh, I feel so bad for her. Like, I can just see as the parents, their child is born like, oh, 세상을 놀라게 하다. So beautiful. And then poor girl, she lived with that. Anyway, whatever she changed it to, I'm sure she's happy with it now. So, when it comes to choosing a name for your own child, you can consider all of those things so you can have the perfect name for your bundle of joy.
Bookmark this podcast for reference yeah. when you're wanting to come up with a Korean name for
come
your child.
Come back to this when you're looking for a name to name your child. And that being said, we're going to head over to Listener Mail. Do you think if we had a kid, you would want to give them like a Korean name and an English name or a Korean name that can also work well in English?
That's a good question. I think I could see it both ways. It'd be nice to have a Korean name that is like a nice Korean name that can also sound like it could be an English name.
Like
Luna. Luna, yeah, but I feel like that's more of a trendy modern day name.
Yeah, it's not really like a Korean. Doesn't really. It's like a modern trendy name that I don't think will
but
last.
But I don't know if I really like how it sounds Luna. In Korean
because
it's a little harsher than in English. I don't know, but I still think it's a pretty name.
It's just something I thought of because I see that one a lot. Mm-hmm. Like everyone's like Luna, Luna, like in Korean, but or in English. I don't know how well in Korean. Anyway, that's not listener mail. You're here for listener mail, but. We are going to mention the newsletter. So we have a number of subscribers already, and we're so happy that you're here. And I hope you're enjoying our newsletter. Just sign up for our newsletter. Subscribe on the website, thehappyproject.com, and we will handle all of that for you and notify you when something new comes out.
It's the one-stop Happy Project shop.
Very catchy. So that's it for today. We hope you guys enjoyed it. And of course, you can always write in at hello@thehappyproject.com. We are The Happy Project.